Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the program Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zainat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, it's about 10 minutes past 2 right now, and we commence this beautiful Monday morning with Monday Morning Focus. And today, we're not going to be doing the Ideal Muslimah. Today, we'll look at after Hajj. Now, I know we did a program with Mulana Venka last week talking about after Hajj, but what I want to do is talk to you about today is how to maintain your Hajj high, inshallah. Now, I know many of our Hujjaj are back, alhamdulillah. Welcome back, and it's wonderful to have you all back with us, alhamdulillah. Please remember us all in your duas. But I want to share something with you that will, inshallah, you know, help you along the way. I would say that, inshallah. That's in a few moments. And then that will be followed by, yes, I don't have a guest to speak to today, but I have got something very interesting that I want to share with you today. Look, it is the month of September. We know a lot happens during this month. I say it's the beginning of spring, alhamdulillah. We do many things. We spring clean our homes. We spring clean, you know, we do want to see a lot of changes. We see a lot of changes in the environment. We, you know, the trees blossoming, the green coming out. It's so beautiful out there at the moment. So, alhamdulillah. We want to talk about getting yourself out of the rut. And I think this is the ideal time to do it because we are busy, you know. It's that time of the year where lots of changes are taking place. So I think we are very important to ourselves too. So that is what we're going to be talking about today, inshallah. We're going to look at some interesting strategies to get you unstuck. You know, many a times we're stuck in that rut. So we're going to look at how we get ourselves unstuck. We'll look at some of the signs. I think that's so important. And the source of being in a rut. Then we're going to look at how to get out of that rut. And the most important thing is how to take care of yourself, inshallah. That is some of the things that we will be discussing a little later in the program. But for now, to our Hajis out there, our new Hajis out there, you know, how to maintain your Hajj high, inshallah. Okay, so Hajj is now over, and as the pilgrims return home to their loved ones, they take back with them, many precious memories from the journey. And these memories, alhamdulillah, you know, and these lessons will stay with you for the rest of your life, inshallah. So it's memories and lessons that we'll hope to apply for the rest of our lives and an elevated sense of spirituality. So we're all there. We're still very high at the moment, alhamdulillah. But unfortunately, at some stage or the other, we need to get back to reality. And, you know, you're not going to like it, but it is going to have to happen at some stage or the other. So for many, those feelings can quickly fade away. Once they arrive home, because the contrast between the lands of Hajj and the normal home environment is as striking as day and night. You will actually feel it when you come back from Hajj. You know, there's such a vast difference between what you were experiencing all these weeks in the Holy Lands and now that you are back home. So, you know, it will feel as if as if Medina and Makkah and Mina and Arafah and Muzdalifah, you know, it was not a real world. Away from the responsibilities of family and work and home life, Hajj is like being in another world altogether. And one where everyone is geared towards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there's no crude advertising and, you know, music and images smacking you in the face every hour, and where the only worry each day is making it to the masjid to get a spot for the 5 compulsory prayers. And you will, you know, that is what it was all about. So, once you arrive home, you return to an environment of hardship, laziness and sin. And despite all the wonderful gains from the weeks you've just spent as a guest of Allah, maintaining that spiritual high under these circumstances is a little difficult, really. Sometimes even a bit impossible. But we all know that the real work of Hajj only starts once you get home, and that you need to live your Hajj for the rest of your life. So now, you know, we have to change our way of life for the rest of our lives. The circumstances of normal life can soon erode all the ambitious plans you had for living the rest of your days as one of Allah's special people. Right, how are you going to hang on to that? Now, in such circumstances, it's very easy to lose hope, seeing Hajj as a temporary high that, you know, in reality cannot be maintained as the months and the years go by. But such an attitude would be incorrect, because with the right intentions, sincere du'as and dedicated efforts, it is indeed possible to remain on a higher level, even if that level isn't quite as grand as what you'd hope for. Now, remember, during the month of Ramadan, we were all on that spiritual high, alhamdulillah. It was such a beautiful month. And, you know, once Ramadan is over, almost the same thing happens, but this is just on a higher level. So what we need to do, you know, we were on such a spiritual high, alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan. And we also, at the end of Ramadan, we hope that we can continue in the spirit. But it's not always the same. You know, you cannot live the way you have lived during the month of Ramadan out of Ramadan. There are some changes that will take place. Now, the same thing with Hajj. You know, you may have gone for Hajj, you are at very high level at the moment, alhamdulillah. But you know how to maintain that high. So what I'm going to do with you, I'm going to share just a few points of advice, inshallah. And, you know, hopefully that will help you from slipping into a decline, so that you can maintain your Hajj for life, inshallah. And I sincerely hope, you know, this will help you in some way or the other. Okay, so just very simple points that you should remember, and I'm going to share them with you. There's only 5 of them, inshallah, and it's easy ones, and inshallah, you will be able to carry them out, inshallah. Now, first of all, the first thing you need to do is to be realistic. Now, according to Hadith, the most beloved deeds in Allah's estimation are those that are consistent, even if they are few. You need not maintain the same levels of worship you had on your Hajj journey, but if you can keep just a few small and manageable ones, and you do them sincerely and consistently, alhamdulillah, you are already a winner. So little things, you know, you don't have to, you're not going to do it the way you did it in Makkah and Medina and, you know, all those places that you have been, but the whole idea is to remain consistent. Allah loves consistency. So whatever you do, do it every day. Don't skip, you know. Although you're not going to do it at the same level and the quantity and quality that you did it then, but the fact is that you're doing it every day. And, of course, sincerely, so consistently and sincerely, whatever little ibadah that you were making in I'm sure there you made a lot, but whatever you did every day, if you can't do it at this, you know, the same way you did it there, come back, but continue doing it, even if it's a little less, but continue doing that ibadah that you did every day, but stick to it. You know, stick to it. That's the most important thing. Consistently, and be sincere when you do it, inshallah. So if you can do that, alhamdulillah, you are on your way. The second one is to stay clean. Now, after being totally purified on Arafah, your clean soul unfortunately will now recognize new sins and mistakes even more easily, very easy. But you won't stay that pure forever, unfortunately, and Allah doesn't expect you to remain that way. All of mankind sins, but the best of those who sin are those who repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what you need to do is recognize that you will slip. It will happen. But you should follow up those sins and those mistakes with immediate repentance. And how do you do that? You can keep your slate as clean as possible, inshallah. Even when you don't recognize sins, make a habit of daily istighfar. So seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istighfar 100 times a day. So making istighfar, asking for forgiveness, not only helps you, you know, helps keep you spiritually clean, but also gives you more points for following a sunnah. And another important point also to remember is to continuously renew your iman by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It's so important. So just astaghfar every day and La ilaha illallah. So make that your dhikr for the day, inshallah. And in that way, you can keep yourself clean, inshallah, hopefully as clean and as purified as you were, as Allah Ta'ala has made you, you know, after Arafah, inshallah. Then the third one is to keep pelting for life. Now, remember the spiritual significance of pelting the Jamrat? Do you? Now, after Shaitan was humiliated on the day of Arafah, he's even more determined to corrupt you now that you're back home. He's going to be out at his, you know, he's going to be at his highest level now. So just as you stoned Shaitan in those days, whenever you notice, or even if you just feel his whisperings or his temptations coming back to you, then repeat that pelting in your mind. Just, you know, go over that again. You chased him away in Mina, and you can do it again now. So remember that every time you are tempted in some way or the other to, you know, when you hear those whispers of Shaitan or those temptations coming back to you, then please remember the pelting that you did in Mina. Do the same thing. Chase him away as you did in Mina. And inshallah. Then the fourth point is to protect and erase. Now, what you need to do is to protect your senses from spiritual filth. And what is that? You need to stay away from sights and sounds that would corrupt your heart. And if you do see or if you do hear them, because unfortunately they are all around us, immediately try to erase these effects by replacing those experiences with something better. So if it does happen, if it does come your way, if it does, you know, come right in front of your eyes or right in front of your ears, then, for example, you know, if you see a non-mahram of the opposite sex in different, or rather indecent clothing, rather, you know, immediately look at something else halal, and try to make that the image that sticks in your mind. And if you hear music around you, recite or listen to the Quran immediately and let that push, you know, and you just push that music out of your memory. Try and do that. And it works, alhamdulillah. And remember that Shaitan uses your senses as the gateway to corrupting your heart in a slow but a gradual way. Close those gates, be on guard, and have your spiritual eraser ready. So, you know, when it happens, push it out. The moment it happens, push it away. Don't allow it to continue growing, because it can grow and grow, and before you know it, you are out of control again. And the fifth one, and the final one that I have for you today, is to use gratitude to go back. Now, it's very, very sad to leave Makkah. I'm sure you all are feeling so bad right now to be back home. Good to be back home, but so sad to have left Makkah and Medina, especially after you've made your final tawaf and you left the Kaaba. Now, like millions of others before you, you dream of going back for Hajj again. Who doesn't? But to make this desire a reality, those feelings need to move beyond just nostalgia and emotional yearning. Allah promises us that if we're grateful, He will give us more. inshallah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in chapter 14 verse 7 that Bismillah Rahman Rahim, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor, but if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe. If you, dear listeners, show true gratitude for the journey our Hajj is out there, He has just granted you, inshallah, you can earn an invitation to go again, appreciate what you had through your actions by striving to live the best you can as close to Allah as you can, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept your Hajj from you, help you to maintain it until you reach the end of your life, inshallah, and take you there again so that you may step up to even higher levels of spirituality and closeness to Him, inshallah. Well, this is especially for our Hajjis out there, and of course those that have performed Hajj too, maybe many years ago. But remember these very important tips, they will, inshallah, help you to stay as spiritually high as you were when you were in Makkah and Medina. Maybe not as high, but it will keep you on the right track, inshallah. Well, that's my focus for you for this morning. When we return, inshallah, we're going to be talking about something else again, and that is to get yourself out of the rut. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program, Socially Speaking. I'm your sister Zenith. And yes, I don't have somebody joining me today, so I'm going to be doing this all on my own, and I hope I'll be able to, help our listeners out there. This is just some wonderful, something very interesting I came across, and I thought, this is it. I need to share this with our listeners out there. Okay, it's how to get out of this rut. Now, you know, we all go through periods where we feel like we might be stuck in a rut, when you feel like you are just going through the motions, you're threading the water, you're jogging on in place, just at that same spot, you're stuck there, you can't move on, no way can you go forward, you're doing the same old things, but it doesn't seem like you are actually getting anywhere. Now, things that used to excite you may start to feel less interesting, and instead of moving forward towards your goals, you're just digging yourself, you know, kind of deeper and deeper into the same spot or in that same hole. You're stuck there. You cannot go forward. Now, if you're feeling you are in a rut, now that can, of course, be very frustrating. But there are things that you can do to figure out why you are experiencing this, and you can get motivated and a little excited again, inshallah. So let's look at how, you know, you can get yourself out of that space that you are in that rut, as we call it. Okay, so we need to look at some of the signs. Firstly, to know whether you are in that rut or not. Now, they say being stuck is something that you may not even notice. It's possible, you know, sometimes we don't even know that we are actually stuck there. We can't go forward. We're just there where we are. These feelings often build slowly over time, and day after day, you may follow your same routines, and eventually, it feels less like you are working towards something in the future, and you're more likely, or you know, just killing time kind of thing. It may only be once your emotion seems to become almost unbearable that you are finally able to identify the cause of your uneasiness or your restlessness or your discomfort or, you know, why you are so troubled, etc. Now, it's important for you to be able to recognize these signs first to know whether you are, you know, feeling stuck in that hole or stuck in that space that you are in. So these are some of the signs that would actually give you an indication that you are actually, you know, in that space. Okay, so just a few examples is that every day seems the same. Well, every day sometimes does seem the same, but You might even have trouble remembering sometimes what day of the week it is. You know, whether it's a Monday or a Friday, to you every day seems the same. Or whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday for that matter. It doesn't matter because your days feel indistinguishable. And, you know, it seems the same. It's indistinguishable from one another. Because you're doing the same thing at the same time every day of your life. Okay, so everything seems the same every day of your life. Then the next one is that you feel like you're trying to get through another day. You know, many of us do feel that way, that you, I just need to get through this day today. Now, your goal is just to keep putting one foot ahead of the other until the day is done. You just don't enjoy your day. It's just, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. And it's one step at a time just to get the day over. Then another one is that you feel unmotivated. Another sign is you feel so unmotivated. You might want to take on new projects or you might want to engage in a creative task. But even when you try to do so, it feels like your well of ideas and your motivation has actually run dry. You just can't think further. You just feel, oh my God, nothing's coming to mind anymore. I cannot do it anymore. Or you feel so unfulfilled. You want to try new things, but you just aren't sure what they are or how you would do them. Just finding that motivation to get started seems impossible. You know, you want to do so much, but you just can't get that something to make you go and start with whatever you want to do. And then you want to change. Oh, many of us want to change. Many of us always say, oh, I'm going to change. But fear the temporary discomfort that you may come with it. You know, you want to start something, but you don't want to get yourself involved because you're not sure of what whether you would be able to do it is also one of and that keeps you back. So you know that changing things up will make you happier in the long run, but you know, you just keep sticking with the present situation that you are in because it means you won't have to risk any pain or failure. It happens to many people. There's many, you know, important things that could happen also, that you want to do. And you know if you do it, it's going to benefit you. But you're always looking at the negative side of it, of especially looking at what it would do to other people instead of thinking of yourself first. I think that is one of the things that, you know, that keeps you back. And that is one of the signs that you are actually sometimes stuck in that rut. Now, one thing to remember, now these are some of the signs. I don't know if you fall into that category. Many of us do. So one thing to remember is that sometimes these feelings may be more than just being stuck in a rut. Such feelings may actually be symptoms of something more serious. It's called a persistent depressive disorder, PDD. And this mild but chronic mood disorder is characterized by symptoms that are less severe than depression, but can often be longer lasting. So actually, you know, many of us do experience depression, but they're not such severe signs. But, you know, we need to be careful where this is concerned. So people often experience these symptoms for years without recognizing that what they are actually feeling is a form of depression. Those things called, symptoms that goes with depression, low mood, decreased energy, loss of interest and loss of pleasure are all common symptoms of this condition. And if you suspect that you may be experiencing, this condition that's called PDD or persistent depressive disorder, be sure to talk to your physician or your therapist about what you have been feeling. You know, it's important. Talk about these feelings. If it's not to your doctor, then to a therapist. If not, then talk to somebody about it that would understand. Okay, now you need to find the source of your feeling, of you feeling this way. Now, you might recognize that you are stuck in a rut, okay? So after obviously sharing all of this information with you, may think that, you know what, I think I am stuck in a rut. You might not be sure of what the next step should be. Now, one thing to remember is that not all ruts are the same. Once again, it's not always the same. It is important to figure out what is causing your feelings of discontentment before you make any drastic changes in your life. You might feel you are in a rut with your spouse, for example, or perhaps your job is the source of your feelings. You know, many things could be the cause. Maybe your health, your family situation, your friendships, your hobbies, and even your home can be sources of such feelings of unhappiness. You know, you wouldn't believe it, but sometimes just living in a home actually can cause the feelings that you have, these feelings of unhappiness, of uneasiness and restlessness. But you need to talk about it, and if you talk about it, you can do something about it. Now, once you understand a little better why you are feeling such things, another important thing is for you not to criticize yourself or berate yourself. And it's so easy to minimize the problem and try to make your feelings seem trivial. For example, you might think that, you know, I have such a great life and I don't have a right to feel this way. But sometimes it may seem that you are having a great life and, you know, that you shouldn't be feeling this way, but it can happen. Such thoughts can be counterproductive and keep you trapped in your rut for even longer. And, you know, many things may be just fine as they are, but if you are not satisfied with the present situation, it's time that you look for some ways to change things up and also to regain your spark. And the first step towards improving your state of mind is to accept, is to acknowledge, is to know this is happening to me. And, you know, accept your feelings, accept what you are feeling, and then start looking for steps, you know, that you can take to get unstuck. Important, you know, anything you do in life, you need to first, any feelings that you have, any bad situation that you are in, you need to, accept that this is wrong with me and I need to do something about it. Once that, you achieve that, you can do that, I always feel half the battle is won, because now you are giving yourself that opportunity to change, alhamdulillah, and you know that I have to do it now. Okay, so you need to take care of yourself. When you feel like you might be stuck in a rut, one of the first steps you should take is to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. So how do you take care of yourself? They say self-compassion can be critical to mental wellness, so start by doing a quick assessment of how well you've been taking care of yourself. So you'll be surprised sometimes that you actually neglect yourself so much. Simple things like, have you been eating well? Are you sleeping enough? Are you spending enough time with people who care about you and support you? Simple things. If sometimes, you know, it seems to be lacking in the self-care department, and now is the time to address it. You know, you are so important to yourself. You need to take care of yourself first. So eat well. Make sure that you get adequate sleep. Do your daily exercises. You also need some social support. These are all essential components of both physical and emotional health. Now, if some of these areas need to be improved upon, then start looking for ways that you treat yourself a little better. Taking care of yourself helps ensure that you have the energy you need to stay focused and excited about your life. Really, if you feel good about yourself, half the battle is won, and you can start with the rest, inshallah. Okay, so the next thing is to change your routines. Okay, it can be difficult to move forward or even branch out in new directions if you just keep following the same routines day in
and day out.
People tend to be creatures of habit, unfortunately, and sometimes that feeling of being stuck in a rut can stem from a sense of boredom. Now, what you need to do is to look for ways that you can change things up and also add some different experiences to each and every day. And I'm going to share some of these things that you might try, inshallah. You know, sometimes we are so stuck with ourselves, we are so busy with our lives that we don't, talk enough or meet enough people in our lives. And they say it's so important for you to be able to strike up a conversation. Sometimes, you know, you just don't talk to people. You're busy in your home all day. There's nobody else there. Who do you talk to? You only talk to people when they come home or when the children, in your own little, cocoon, I would say. You don't talk to people. You're just busy with your own things and your own thoughts, and you do the things over and over that you do all the time. So they say important thing is to try and strike up conversation. And this can be a great way to expand your social connections and learn interesting things about the people around you. Now, please, this doesn't mean that you need to sit on the telephone all day, because sometimes you do find people that, just to talk to other people would pick up that phone and for hours on end talk to somebody. No, that is not what I'm asking you to do. But be able to sit with people, talk about things that, interesting things, things that interest you, would interest other people. Talk about those things. Try and have a little bit of fun. Spend some time engaged in an activity you truly love, whether it's hanging out with friends or pursuing a hobby you are passionate about. Just set some time during the week where you can focus your energy on having a good time. Take a book sometimes and read an interesting book that will keep, we are so busy with our lives, we don't even sometimes have time to read. Take a book, read a book, do something that you love, set time for yourself. If you're in the home, I'm talking about us as women, as housewives sometimes, we're just busy from the morning to the night. We are so busy, and sometimes when you think of it at the end of the day, we're just doing for everybody else but ourselves. So take some time to have a little bit of fun yourself. Try something new, whether it's taking a new route to work or signing up for some class. You can go and do so many things. There's so much out there that you can do. Exploring the world around you in new and different ways can help add zest to your life. And sometimes be spontaneous. Do things on the spur of the moment. If you are bored with some aspect of your life, start trying to live in the moment. Do things that are not carefully pre-planned. Say yes to new experiences and don't be afraid to do the unexpected. Of course, within Sharia. Do some things different. We are so set in our ways that we just cannot even go one little step out of the line that we have drawn for ourselves. Okay, so that's some of the advice I'm sharing with you here. Right, so I think we'll take a very short break, and when we return, we will continue talking about this and, how to get yourself out of the rut, inshallah. Stay tuned, we'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're talking about how to get yourself out of the rut. And we're looking at some interesting strategies to get you unstuck. And we spoke about, signs and sources of being in the rut and, how to get out of the rut. And the first thing we spoke about is taking care of yourself, the importance of taking care of yourself. We also looked at changing some of the routines. And now another very interesting one, and I think a great one, people should actually make an time and effort to do this one, and this is to try heading outdoors. We're so stuck in our homes and we're so living in that space only. So try heading outdoors. Now they say that researchers have actually found evidence that being in nature can have a positive impact on the brain. For example, one study found that taking a walk in nature reduced the risk of depression. And another study found that nature walks were associated with decreased depression, lowered stress, and increased mental well-being. It does make such a difference if you just take a little walk in, outside of your home, or perhaps in the park. If we can't immediately go to a place where we want to be, go for holidays, go to places, weekends, instead of going to all these malls. My goodness, that's all people know these days, is going every come weekend, we have to go to this mall and to that mall and that mall. You need to actually take a little time off. Instead of going to these malls all the time, go out in the countryside. Listen to the sounds of nature. Enjoy the beauty of nature. It's so beautiful to go out there. The peace and the serenity that you experience in the open, away from the hustle and the bustle of the city life. You know, it's absolutely peaceful. It brings so much of peace into your life. Not only can being out in nature increase your sense of mental wellness, in fact, studies have also shown that it can help enhance creativity as well. And, you know, the next time you're feeling so bogged down, try heading outdoors for a walk. Let go of the thoughts that have been circling around you in your brain. And, you know, just pay attention to the world around you. Allow yourself to relax. Think of new things and enjoy the beauty you see. If nothing else, it is a great way to get some exercise and return your everyday life with a renewed sense of wonder. It's beautiful, really. Just take a day off and or go to the parks. We've got such beautiful places out here. Just go, take a drive, go there, sit there for the day. And just enjoy the peace and the beauty and the serenity, that you can get from places like that. Okay, so the next thing is to find your purpose. Now, it can be easy to fall into a rut when it feels like you are not really working towards anything. Having things to look forward to and a sense of purpose are actually key ingredients for motivation. And this can be small things like having plans for maybe some day in the week or maybe some one night in the week to look forward to all the week through. And it can also involve much larger life goals related to your relationships and your career. Now, once again, research has also found that having things to look forward to in the future can help people better cope with troubles in the here and the now. They say psychologists have long recognized the importance of the ability to delay gratification. You know, we are a generation of immediate gratification. Whatever we do, we want reward for it right now. They say by holding out for larger rewards in the future, people are able to build better self-control and stronger willpower. And studies have also shown that by thinking about the future, you are able to focus on the long-term goals rather than simply getting away by a desire for immediate gratification. Now, what can you actually do to give yourself something to look forward to? Right, there's three things that we have here. The first one is to make plans. Now, there's a great deal of power in anticipation. Sometimes you might find yourself looking forward to existing events, such as maybe your favorite holiday for that matter. But you can also create these moments intentionally. So what you can do is plan a vacation, even if it's just taking a day trip to a local spot, or call up some friends and make plans for maybe a Saturday afternoon or, you know, just any day of the week. And then you give yourself things to look forward to and get excited about it. You know, make yourself excited. If you're not, then get yourself excited. Work on it. Don't overlook the little things. Now, even small daily and weekly rewards, such as being able to go to your favorite place, you know, once a week, are actually great ways to build a sense of anticipation for the future. Okay, and also, and I think this is a very important one, is volunteer to serve others. You get so much out of giving time of your own to serve other people. Having a sense of purpose can also come from helping others. And this can mean, you know, helping the people in your life, such as your friends or your loved ones, or by looking for ways that you can contribute to your community, you know, participating in some kind of events, maybe community events, or volunteering with some local organization, or even engaging in political activism are ways of contributing something useful to the world. Do something for others. And such activities can actually help give you a sense of greater purpose and meaning. You know, I cannot stress this. It can give you so much of satisfaction just to do for others. For others that deserve. There's so many things that we can do for people out there. There's so many old people. Just visit an old age home. Talk to the old people. Just give them some of your time. It can make such a difference to not only the people that you are talking to, but it will make a great difference to yourself too. It will give you so much of satisfaction just knowing that you did something to please another person. Orphanages, go and visit an orphanage, talk to the children, do something for them. You know, there's so much we can do. Just volunteer to serve others and you'll see the great difference it makes in your life. Right, so those are three very important things that you should be looking forward to do. Then work on boosting your motivation. Now, sometimes getting out of a rut seems to happen very spontaneously. For example, you might feel stuck in a rut for a while, and when suddenly something kicks into place and all those feelings just vanish. In other cases, you might need to take more active approach, a more active approach. If you've been trying some of the, some of these strategies that we shared with you or that we've mentioned already, but you still feel like you are just going through the motions, then it may be time to focus on your motivation. Now, some things you can do to activate yourself actively get yourself motivated, even when you don't feel, particularly interested or excited about what you are doing, is taking small steps. We've come to the end of the program only, so I'm going to quickly go through this. Is take small steps. Pick something that you think you might like to pursue, such as a new hobby or workout program. Start small with something that you know you can accomplish, yet it is just outside of your current skill level. Don't wait for motivation or inspiration to strike. However, just get going. Even if you really do not want to, force yourself to get through the first step. And once you've mastered it, pick another small step that is just outside your current skill level. Master it. Keep going, and eventually what you may find is that you are no longer just going through the motions. You are actually feeling involved, excited, and interested in learning more. And finally, reward yourself. You need to do this for yourself. Positive reinforcement can be helpful in the early stages when you are really struggling to find the motivation. And promise yourself some sort of reward for starting the task and continue to reward yourself after completing each step for a time. And after a while, pull back on the rewards, but promise yourself a larger reward once you have finally reached your goals. And these rewards, inshallah, can get you started and also help generate greater interest in what you are working on. Inshallah, I hope this will be of benefit to you. But please remember, if all these feelings continue and after all doing all that you need to do, then please seek advice from a doctor or from a therapist, inshallah. Well, listeners, that's it from me. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.